Hello and welcome to the program. I'm your host, Neil Howard, here on Health Professional Radio. Thank you so much for joining us again. I'm going to be speaking with Dr. Martha Rodriguez this morning. She's founder of the MMR Healthcare, and she's joining us to talk about interoperability. This pandemic has put a lot of pressure on the healthcare system, exposing many existing cracks. Millions of Americans are now very eager to be vaccinated, and many of them needing two shots in order to make the vaccination effective. Interoperability is needed now more than ever. And our guest, Dr. Rodriguez, is going to talk about that and talk about her experiences firsthand. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Dr. Martha Rodriguez, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Good morning to everyone.
Well, give our listeners a bit of your professional background. I know that you are, of course, founder of MMR Healthcare. Talk about your background and your role there at MMR.
So my name is Martha Rodriguez, as we said. I'm the founder and CEO and practicing physician at MMR Healthcare, which is a large internal medicine practice in Boynton Beach, Florida. We serve a population that is mainly geriatric, although we're expanding our population to younger people. The major scope of our patients are geriatric. We have been in business since 1997. I was one of the founders of a pioneer ACO in 2012 and have become very, very involved in health IT since its beginning, really, in 2009, where we realized that IT and medicine needed to merge to create incredible opportunities. And there lies my passion. I think that we really need to come together with IT and medical community to be able to overcome the crisis that healthcare is facing.
Efficiency has always been foremost in the minds of people in the healthcare industry, long before the pandemic. How has this pandemic exacerbated problems of interoperability?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is that it has opened our eyes to the problem that interoperability is not an option, but it's a necessity. We really can't delay it anymore. Data has to be liberated so that it can be transferred across the healthcare landscape. This is not going to be the only pandemic that we're going to face. This is going to be part of our future. And having data that is readily available to be able to solve the problem is something that is well needed. And it's why I work so closely with ECW and have been able to succeed so greatly. They have recognized this way beyond the pandemic even ever existed, and have worked very hard to provide us the tools that allow us to prepare for such a crisis, where we have data at the point of care, and really where we way before the pandemic, having all data that was 90 and 120 days old is a thing of the past for us since we have merged with ECW.
Information or data that is 90 or 100 days old, when did that become this huge problem? If you've got a test, normally we're waiting 2-3 weeks for that information to come back.
Like I said, this has been the problem that has ruined healthcare in this country and worldwide. I would imagine that, you know, anytime you delay, there's some things that can be delayed. Healthcare is not one of them. Healthcare is something that we need the answer now. And duplication of care and delay of care came because we did not have the ability to most of the time know what a patient had or where the patient had been until the claim hit CMS, CMS being the data bank that holds all the data for patients. Their bank was is always running 90 to 120 days behind. So we were at their mercy when that data, they were able to calculate and analyze that data, then they would give it to us, but it was most of the time too late. You go to have an MRI and then you go to another state and you have to see another physician, and that physician has to do the MRI over because they don't have access to that MRI. Even if they use the same program, that's a thing of the past with the current modules that ECW has developed and is developing, which I believe is really not something that we have time to wait to install.
Is your use of eClinical Works more about sifting through data or getting rid of data that isn't relevant to one patient or another? Has the problem been all of this information, much of which people have to go through that isn't even relevant? Is that what you're doing, sifting through it?
All of the above. All of the above. I think when you have a patient in front of you, all data, new data, and future data all play a role in how you plan to really reach, as I say, the triple aim, give better care with higher quality, better access, and less cost. Unless you have all of the above present, then there's no way that you can really properly create a plan. So when you have a program that allows you to shift from one screen to the other, from old data to new data, to like, for instance, right now, we have the ECW has allow us to access the Florida shots. So when the patient comes in front of us, we can immediately see if a patient has had the COVID vaccine or not. Something that in the past we had to rely on patients to tell us, like flu shots. Do you know how many old patients have 2 and 3 flu shots? Because they don't remember. They go to one pharmacy and another, and they just have it over and over. All of that we're able to see at the time of seeing the patient, just because we can shift from one window to the other with the developments that ECW is creating every day.
How do you think MMR will be involved in the inevitable tracking of vaccinated individuals here in the United States?
I hope very, very much. I hope that we, and actually it's funny because I have a lot of patients that live here part of the year, you know, in South Florida, as you know, this is paradise. I'm not being prejudiced, but it's paradise. So a lot of people come here part of the year and then they go back the other part of the year. So shortly after the vaccination started, patients came to me because they went to have the vaccine and they were given a little piece of paper. Which really doesn't hold any credibility. So I immediately realized that by having access to Florida shots, I could give the patient a printout of their vaccination history right off the Florida shots database using a clinical. So I'm hoping that a lot of physicians will use this tool to be able to transfer and get everybody the knowledge that who has been vaccinated and who hasn't. And also that's very important because it, you know, before, like I used to have to go into every room and try to convince every patient, the campaigns that we do about vaccinations. But now I can immediately, before I go in the room, I know who I have to target and who I don't, about who needs to be vaccinated or not. It has actually saved me a huge amount of energy and work. I'm very passionate about vaccinations. I think the world has developed because we have been able to develop vaccinations. So especially now, it is very important that we know when we see the patient at the time of the visit, that we know who has been vaccinated or not, and then we can target those that haven't been. And I hope also that we can give this printout, and when they take it to other states, the other physicians will be able to do the same and then target a population that hasn't been vaccinated and put their efforts towards those patients.
Doctor, give us a website where we can learn much more about MMR healthcare and about interoperability as it relates to the healthcare industry and this pandemic specifically.
My website is mmrhealthcare.com. We are very, very passionate about technology and passionate about education. One of the biggest successes that we've had, and we actually hold the recognition from the CDC, is because, I don't know if you know, but most people know that there's 86 million Americans that have prediabetes. With the use of e-clinical live data, we have been able to accomplish almost eliminating a great amount of people going from prediabetes to diabetes by having access to live data that has allowed us to develop educational campaigns, curriculum, teamwork that really, really targets patients at the point where full-blown diabetes can be prevented. And we could have never done that if we didn't have access to the live data that we have with ECW. That actually has been one of our biggest successes, other than the fact that we work a lot with managed care. And in managed care, documentation of patients' condition is critical for CMS to dictate the funding that insurances are giving. ECW was very early to recognize this and develop a module that allows us to document data and know what data we've been missing in, at the point that we're seeing the patient. Just with this module alone, we were able to save our main insurance company that we use, I would say millions and millions of dollars, because we are able to see what documentation has been missed at the moment that we have the patient in front of us. So, I mean, I am taking a class in leadership, and yesterday the teacher said something that was so interesting. He was talking about when companies are level five, which is innovative, and he said that the biggest innovation that we've had in recent times has been the iPhone. Apple went away from building on what other phones were and created a phone that pretty much everyone must have in the whole world. And they said that unless population health becomes that important in society, we're really never going to fix healthcare. And I was so proud and laughing inside myself and proud that I have been able to partner with a company that recognized us so long ago.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here on Health Professional Radio. Lots of exciting information, and I'm hoping that we'll have an opportunity to speak again in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day and a beautiful holiday.
You as well. You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Dr. Martha Rodriguez, founder of MMR Healthcare. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.